It's bad enough being dead. Waking up and seeing a Nac Mac Feagle standing on your chest, peering intently at you from an inch away, only makes things worse. Miss Level groaned. She was lying on the floor.
Ah! This one's still alive, right enough!
Miss Level blinked one set of eyes.
What happened to me?
Ach, weel! Ye've had a wee accident, ye're a wee bitty deed!
Through the mist of something that wasn't exactly pain, Miss Level heard Rob Anybody say to someone,
Hey, I was breaking it to her gently.
It's as though part of me is a long way off.
Aye, you're right there.
Then some memories bobbed to the surface of the thick soup in Miss Level's mind. She froze in horror.
Tiffany killed me. That black figure turned. Her expression was horrible.
Ach, that was no Tiffany, that was the Hiver. But it didn't remember ye had twa bodies.
Miss Level pushed herself upright. It wasn't pain, she felt, but the ghost of pain.
How did I die?
Well, there was like an explosion. Purple smoke and that. Not messy, really.
Well, that's one small mercy anyway.
She's all mithered in her heed,
whispered awfully wee Billy.
Tuck it gently, eh?
How do you manage with only one pair of hands and feet? Said Miss Level dreamily. Being in only one place all the time, how do people manage? It's impossible.
Miss Level sagged back. She shut her eyes.
Mistress, we need ye.
Need? Oh, everyone needs a witch.
Mistress, ye canna pass out noo.
But I'm very, very weary.
Mistress, the big wee hag's lying on the floor like a dead person, but cold as ice and sweating like a horse. She's fighting the beast inside her, and she's losing.
Rob peered into Miss Level's face.
Ach, to hell wi't, she's swooned. Come on, lads.
Feagles are immensely strong for their size, but it still took 10 of them to carry Miss Level up the narrow stairs to Tiffany's room. Tiffany lay on the floor. Sometimes a muscle twitched. Miss Level was propped up like a doll.
How are we going to bring the big hag round?
Said the big yan.
I heard ye has to put someone's heed between their legs, said Rob.
Daft Wally drew his sword.
Sounds a bit drastic to me, but if someone'll hold her steady...
Miss Level opened her eyes, which was just as well. She smiled a strange, happy little smile.
Oh, fairies.
She focused unsteadily.
Very ugly fairies.
Her head slumped again. Rob sighed and turned to the unconscious Tiffany.
Grivens, it does me nae good to see the poor wee thing like this. Eh, Rob,
said Daft Wally.
Aye. How are we going to get into her heed? There's got to be something to guide us in. Aye, Willie, and I ken what. See this necklet?
He reached up. The silver horse hung there, amid the amulets and dark glitter.
Something made her keep this, so 'tis important to her, and it'll be in her heed, too. That was a present from that son of the Baron.
Daft Wally scratched his head.
But I thought she thought he was a big pile of jobbies. Ah, weel, no man kens the workings of the female mind. Okay, we'll follow the horse. Ah, we need dee is frannit a wheelstone on it, and it'll take us right where she is.